This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks for coming on and doing this. You know, it was funny. We had McCabe on earlier, and he said that the season, it's been so long since you guys last played that it seems like the negativity, the focus on the negativity and how things ended is passing, and he's more focused on the positive, and that might be the focus when you guys finally get to play again. How long has it been for you that you've reflected back on the season, and how much does it hurt, and just where are you, where is this team head-wise going, looking ahead to next year?
A lot to unpack.
I know. Sorry.
I don't know. It was such a weird, strange end of the season. And so much of the focus initially was not on hockey, because for me, it was about keeping my family safe and trying to navigate this whole world. And I welcomed a child and, you know, at this, during this time in the beginning of April. So that I had that on my mind. So, I mean, I just, hockey was so much on the back burner for me for a little bit. And then once things started to progress in the discussions with the NHL and the NHLPA about return to play, then it started to kind of come back to the forefront of my mind. So, you know, thinking back on last season, it's definitely disappointing with how it finished, especially with where we were at the deadline. I think that's probably the most disappointing thing for me, is that we had, you know, obviously we didn't know that this was going to happen, obviously. But at the deadline, we were in a really good position to make a push, and we ended up going out west, and we lost a heartbreaker in Colorado. You know, we just made one more mistake than they did, and they capitalized, and we win that game. I firmly believe that it's different, but you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. So that's the most disappointing thing for me, is that we did put ourselves in a position to win, or in a position to be in the race, and we weren't able to stay in the race. And as far as next season, kind of where we go from here, there's so much uncertainty with when we're going to play, with how it's going to look, with the condensed season, that we just have to make sure that everybody is mentally ready whenever we do come to play. And we're going to get more clarity on that down the road, but this is a time to take a step back, regroup, and be in a good headspace to be ready to come back for next season strong.
Hi, Kyle. Thanks for doing this. Congratulations on the addition. Hope all is well. You know, Rasmus Dahlin was just on, and he said point blank, it pisses him off to be in this spot with guys getting ready to go back to play. And I look at a guy like you, you made a big move to come here a few years ago. There's a lot of weight to history on this franchise because of the playoff situation, not getting there. And you guys have shown a lot of flashes in these last two seasons in particular. You know, the streaks, and like you say, the Colorado and Vegas games, that trip we were at, stand out in my mind. Where does this team need to go to take another step to get into that level where it can be in the mix with these other teams? Because on paper and a lot of what we saw, this was not the 25th best team out of 31 in the league, but that's what the numbers say.
Yeah, I think if you watch this on a nightly basis, as you all did, I think that you'd probably put us in a higher position than that. But, hey, like you said, that's where the numbers put us. But we had too many poor streaks to combat the good streaks in the this last year. And, you know, we started off really, really well. And then, you know, every team is going to hit a skid. It's bound to happen. And one of the keys to making the playoffs and playing well all season is to manage those skids. And we need to find a way to do better at that. I think that with Ralph in charge this year, coaching us, we were able to flip it around quicker this year as opposed to last year. You mentioned the last 2 years. And we were able to get some positive momentum. You know, I talked about those games leading up to the deadline. We were able to get some positive momentum going in the right direction, where in years past, you know, we started off well and then we just folded and we never got that momentum back. So there are positives to be had and to look at. In saying that, it's disappointing. It's disappointing where we ended up. And I understand the weight of the team that's on the city. And I get it because I now live here full time. I talk to a lot of people. I've become friends with a lot of different people. And I know people are pissed. I know people are mad and they want to win. And we want to win too. And things don't happen overnight, especially when there's a lot of history and there's a lot of things that, you know, need to go in the right direction, but we are going in the right direction. And I think that that's the message I have to fans. And obviously there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, I don't want to hear that. I want to see results. And I understand that too. And you're entitled to your opinion for sure. But that's what I believe. And that's my message to them.
Hey Kyle, John Scott from Spectrum News. Congratulations on the new addition.
Sorry, my dog.
Hey, I know the feeling. Ours is downstairs. How challenging, though, is it to steer the ship in the right direction and keep it that way when there is this history of losing? And a lot of guys in that room, we've had these conversations at this point talking about not making the playoffs once again.
Yeah, there's going to be it's a challenge for sure. It's a challenge with, you know, guys that have been here for a long time and never played in the playoffs. I was in a similar position in Long Island. You know, we went, my first 5 years, I think, or first 4 years, and we didn't make the playoffs. And, you know, in many respects, we weren't even close. And then we clicked, and then it happened. And once it does happen, it becomes easier to do again. You realize what it takes, what you have to do, and you build that chemistry. And but it definitely is a challenge. But I mean, the guys that have been here just have to continue to challenge themselves, continue to grow. Obviously there's it seems like Groundhog's Day, I'm sure, for a lot of the guys that have been here and just saying, oh, we're going to be better next year, we need to be better. And but it's something that that requires action, and it requires a change. And I, you know, I've said it before that I firmly believe in Ralph and his message and the steps that we took in this last year. And that's what we have to take. That's what we have to focus on is this one last year. And I know that, Jason's going to do a good job this summer and putting some pieces in play for us, and looking forward to everybody coming back better than they were.
Hey, Kyle, good to see you again. Hope you're doing well with the family and everything. So many guys, yourself included, have told us over the years that we need to manage the ups and downs better as a team. And I kind of want to know to you, what does that mean? Because I feel like as a human, you know, if you're playing a sport or if you're doing something and you have success, it's human nature to get a little bit excited about it and try and build off of that. And then when you have the failures, it's human nature to start to doubt yourself. As a professional athlete, how does a hockey team manage the ups and downs?
The best way I can describe that is the feeling that we had. And I just talked about it, and I don't want to talk about my time there, but, you know, my last 2 years on the island, we grew as a team, and as we will do here. And you get to a point as a team where you know exactly how you're going to play, and you go into games thinking you're going to win every single game. And you say, we're going to win the game. And because we're just going to keep playing the same exact way, and we're going to suffocate teams. And the best example, my opinion, of that team that was this year was St. Louis. I know they won the cup the year before, but they just came at you in waves and waves and waves, and they never changed the way that they played, whether they were down or up. And that's what you have to do in order to be an elite team in this league, is just go into games knowing you're going to win, thinking you're going to win. And if you don't win, doesn't matter, because you know you're going to win the next game. And you're not going to win every game. No team wins every game, but that's the mindset that you have to have. And that's how you manage the ups and downs. And then when you win, the mindset is, okay, we did our job. Let's go win the next game. And that's how you manage the ups and downs, in my opinion.
All right, Kyle. Thanks again for doing this. Hope you're doing well. You've mentioned, you know, throughout the season, and you've done so today, the impact that Ralph has had just on the psyche of your group. But strategically, you guys changed quite a bit systems-wise, and it produced promising results in certain areas, particularly 5-on-5. How would you just assess the way that you guys were able to play under Ralph, the changes that he made, and how that sort of just, you know, shows that you guys are heading in the right direction with the improvements?
Yeah, the system was really exciting for myself this year, and I think for all the guys. It was a system that wasn't complicated. It didn't take a lot to figure out, but it required a buy-in from everybody. And if there was one weak link in the chain, it didn't work. And so, you know, 5-on-5, it was something that when everybody was on, when everybody was sharp, it was very suffocating for teams. And that's when we were at our best, is when we were just, teams couldn't get through the neutral zone. I remember in multiple games this year, we were playing high skilled teams, Tampa's, Colorado's of the world, of the league. And they weren't able to get in the zone, cleanly. And that's their bread and butter. That's what they need to be successful. And so I think that that's probably the biggest impact that Ralph had on us, is just our play without the puck and causing everybody to buy in. And then, you know, obviously from a standpoint as a person, his attitude is pretty infectious. And, you know, as you guys know, you deal with him on almost a daily basis throughout the year. So it would be a tough thing not to get motivated when he's speaking. And he's just, his messages are extremely clear and concise, and there's not a lot of wiggle room with what he says and the message that he tries to deliver. So I think that was a huge positive for our group as well.
Hi, Kyle. There's been so much talk over the last few years about you guys becoming a good home team again, and you guys pretty much did that this year. You're one of the league's better home teams. What, in your opinion, went into that this year that it finally clicked at KeyBank Center?
That's a good question. We've been talking about that for a long time since I've been here. And it was just fun to play at home this year. I mean, we had some fun games, and obviously the 50th anniversary. I love those jerseys, love the jerseys, love the logos, but the 50th anniversary, it's a shame we couldn't wear those anymore. And, but I think that some of those nights really gave us a lot of energy, and it started with the home opener. I mean, we set the tone from the home opener against Jersey, and it was a raucous game. It was just a lot of fun to play. And, you know, I think that that's what kind of started the whole run at home. And you know, obviously there were some games too where Jack took over games, you know, in his 4-goal game against Ottawa. You know, he scored some great goals in the building, in our building, and our power play was, I thought, was really good early at home. So I think there was a lot of contributing factors to it, but that's something also that good teams do, is they win at home and they make it a tough place to play. And we were able to do that. And we're going to need to continue that in the next year.
Hey Kyle, like everyone else, congrats. You mentioned, you're welcome. As you mentioned, there are people who are pissed. You've gotten to know enough Buffalo people to realize that. Does winning fix that, or does something deeper have to happen with this? I know the winning is the one thing you guys can control, but is there something more, you think?
I don't think so. I think winning changes. I mean, it changes almost everything in pro sports and the 12, 13 years that I've been involved in, and I've seen it, because if we get into the playoffs, I guarantee you people are going to come and they're going to be loud and they're going to be so into it. And that's winning. That's what winning does. And it's a results business. And the people of Buffalo are so passionate about their sports teams. And it really is fun for me to play in a market like this. And I want to see that passion, carry over into a playoff run. And, you know, just talking to guys that have played in the past, like I talked to Palmer quite a bit, and, you know, you can see the hair on his arm stand up when he starts talking about the playoffs and the runs that they had. And so for a long-winded answer, yes, winning will fix it.
Hey, Kyle, Heather Prusak here from the CBS station here in Buffalo. First of all, congratulations. I hope you're staying safe and healthy as well as your family. You mentioned the impact that Ralph has had on the mentality of the room, but, you know, obviously at some point it's also on, you know, the leadership of the players to take over. I guess kind of a two-part question. You know, do you think and believe that everybody in that room is buying in, and then, you know, do you also think that, you know, there's enough of that leadership to change that mentality of, you know, the past and the losing culture that has been there?
First part of your question, yes, I do believe that there is a big buy-in with our group this year. It was different than in the years past. In my opinion, there was, I think, total buy-in, because you had to. Otherwise, you know, you saw your ice time diminish, or you got healthy scratched, or it was you got held accountable this year. And that was definitely good to see. So there's definitely a buy-in from that point. And as far as the leadership goes, I'm extremely confident with the players that we have in the leadership role, and it starts with Jack. You know, Jack's how old is he, 23? I think he's 23 now. And he's only going to continue to get better, and he's only going to continue to grow in that leadership role, and he has done that. And he demands a lot out of teammates, out of everybody, because he puts in everything he's got. And you guys can see that on a nightly basis. And he wears his heart on his sleeve. That's how he is. But he's growing as a leader. And I think when it's all said and done, he is going to be a top tier captain in this league. And he's going to do a heck of a job leading. And in saying that, he can't do it by himself. And I think if you ask him, I would hope that he would say he has a good leadership support around him. You know, especially with Jake and Marcus this year wearing the A's. I mean, they did a good job. You know, Jake with the back end and the way that he plays every night, how hard he plays and how hard he works off the ice too. And, you know, Marcus was a was a older brother slash father figure to a third of our team. I mean, we had a lot of Swedes on our team, and they all looked up to Marcus, and everybody did. Everybody did, just because he's been around and he's done it a time or two. He played in the Cup Finals the year before, and he talked extremely highly about the culture that they had in Boston. So, yes, I think that we do have the leadership group to do it. And, you know, Sammy's coming into his own too. You know, he's only going to continue to be more vocal and be a bigger presence in the room. And I think he took a big step this year in that regard. And obviously also on the back end, Risto he's a horse. He plays hard every game, and he doesn't say a whole lot. But he says enough by how he plays and how he works. So I think that's a pretty good five guys to start around.
Hey, Kyle, thank you for doing this for us. Most of the guys we've spoken to so far have been younger players, talking about the disappointment of another lost season, both on the ice and due to the virus. As a 13-year veteran yourself, who, you know, we know we're a little closer to the end and the beginning, how much different is that, and how do you take that upon yourself to know this was a year lost for many different reasons?
It's hard. It's harder when you get to this point. Once you get to this point in your career, you want to make sure that every season counts. And, you don't know, it could go like that. I mean, I'm getting to the point now where a ton of the guys that I played with growing up and who I looked up to are gone. They're out of the league now. And it just, it happens like that. And I know that, and I don't want to waste any more years. I want to try and win. I haven't won. Haven't played in the finals, haven't played in the conference finals. I mean, I want to win. And so to have the season be lost this way was tough, but it would have been, what was our max point total? 94, maybe, if we won every game, something like that, maybe 96, which would have been hard pressed to get us in anyway. So it's hard when you think that you could have done better. Like I talked about with coming out of the deadline. So, and then, you know, also when you get to this point in your career and now with the layoff that we're looking at, it's going to be a challenge to stay sharp, to kind of figure out, it's not going to be a normal summer. I pretty much have that routine dialed in. And so now, been communicating with our performance staff and which has been great actually. And just trying to figure some things out, some different things to make sure that I'm ready to hit the ground running physically, especially, not so much worried about the mental part, but, just physically making sure that I'm sharp. So, definitely tough to lose a season for sure.
Hey, Kyle, glad to hear about the family. Congratulations. Wanted to know your thoughts on The Last Dance and what, if anything, of that you learned from that can be applied to your experience with this team now.
I obviously watched it all, took notes. I don't know if he'll want me sharing this, but I'm going to share it anyway. Risto texted me. Him and I always used to go back and forth about LeBron and Jordan. Always. And he's a big basketball fan. And he texted me. He said, after watching The Last Dance, I understand why Jordan is better. And I just was like, wow, that was 4 years that I was battling with him about it. But that was pretty cool for me. But no, I mean, just the mentality that Jordan had, I think a couple things that stuck out to me. One was when he came back after he played baseball and he came back and he ran out of gas, and then he was filming Space Jam that summer, and he built that. They built that court for him, and he had a lot of the top players from the NBA come in, and they just played after he was filming. Like, that sort of mentality is incredible, and it is the drive that not very many people have, and that's why he was so good. And that's why when I think Heather asked me the question about leadership, Jack's got that. Now, he's not Jordan, but he has that mindset of just wanting it so bad. And that is something that's very rare. And, you know, obviously Michael was, he wasn't revered by his teammates. I think that was pretty evident from the documentary. And, but he didn't care. He wanted to win. And that's something that I probably can do a better job of is just speaking my mind all the time. And there's a lot of times where I do, but I think if everybody got that to where they just want to win and they weren't worried about hurting everybody's feelings, I think any team is going to get better through that and grow closer to that. Now, everybody's not going to be like Michael and probably take it too far, but there's definitely times when everybody on the team can speak their mind more.
Hi, Kyle. Congratulations, Pops, on the new child. I wanted to ask you something along those lines. Nothing like a new baby to give you a lesson about responsibility, looking down at the little critter. You obviously love to play and enjoy hockey and all that and live for it, but you've also got family obligations here. Were you at all nervous, or was your family talk about the situation with the pandemic and maybe having to fly somewhere for a playoff game or even a round of playoffs? There's a lot of nervous people about everything going on, and I'm sure that filters in a little bit with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is such an interesting time, such an unprecedented time, and I was for sure nervous about getting on a plane and being gone from my family for what could have been months on end if we were in it. That's something that would have been really hard. I mean, it'd be tough for me to look at my wife with, four kids, six and under, and say, all right, I'm taking off for 2 months. I'll see you later. Like that, that would not have gone down well in my household. So there's so much more going on here than hockey, and as all of you know, and there's just so many things that this virus and this pandemic is impacting. So many people out of work, unemployed, nervous about the virus, nervous about underlying conditions, and there's just such a polarizing aspect to it as well in a political sense, and that's just, it's unfortunate to see. But to answer your question, yeah, for sure. I was nervous about my family. I was nervous about going places. Especially when it first started. I mean, I'd have to go to Home Depot to go get something, or go to the grocery store and just, you go walk by somebody. And if somebody gets too close or goes around the corner and everybody, you know, takes a step back, like that's not a good feeling. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that feeling. So to have to then throw yourself back into playing hockey after not shaking anybody's hand, not coming into physical contact with anybody, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to go play a hockey game, like that just seemed like impossible to think about. So there was a ton of concerns just from a life standpoint.
Hey, Kyle, I guess I might have the last question here, but it's about Jack and how have you seen him develop and mature into a leader to see, you know, it's been evident from the start that what that he's capable of putting this team on his back, and that this team will follow him. But there seemed to have been more, I don't know, a consistency to his game and his approach and fire, in which it seemed to be, I don't know, funneled better this year. What did you see from him, and what have you seen from him over the as he's, you know, grown up next to you?
It's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch him mature. It's been fun to watch him grow. And this year, especially early, first half of the year, when he did put the team on his back a lot. And, I mean, he did it all season. But he, after games, it was almost – it wasn't relief. It was just like, okay, that's just what I do. Now I'm going to go in the gym and I'm going to go do a workout. Or I'm going to go home and I'm going to get treatment and, you know, eat right and just take care of myself, because that's just what I do. And so it was just – there was just more of a matter of fact about it, and not oh, man, that was a great game. There wasn't a – I'm relishing in that game. It was just, all right, did my job, going to go do it again. And so that was a pretty cool thing to see from him. And, you know, that's only going to get expanded the more he plays and the more mature he gets. So, I'm looking forward to next year. And you know, obviously he's disappointed with how things ended. But, you know, he's a guy that's only going to continue to get better.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.